Susan Lee's childhood was spent moving from place to place, following her father, who worked for British intelligence around the world. Born to British parents in Nigeria, her family moved to the United Arab Emirates when she was one. She says the family travelled throughout the Emirates because of her father's job.
We'd wait for my dad to come home and tell us what he'd been doing, which was chasing bandits, arresting people with caches of arms and drugs. And, you know, I just thought that's what dads did.
At the age of 10, she was sent to a boarding school in England while her parents remained in the UAE. She says she experienced culture shock and felt like an outsider in England.
I was completely different and I had different clothes, a different accent. People talked about music. I had no idea what it was, the sorts of music they talked about. So, yes, it was all just very strange.
In 1974, when she was 13 years old, her family immigrated to Australia, buying a hobby farm in Queensland. Susan Lee says she never had a clear plan for the future.
I didn't consider politics. If you had asked me then, what did I want to do? I would have said, I want to fly an aeroplane. It seemed a very remote possibility.
She did pursue a career in aviation, obtaining her commercial pilot's licence at the age of 20. It now helps her to get around her electorate, which is nearly 250,000 square kilometres, around the same size as New Zealand. Ms Lee says the land is one of the reasons she loves her seat of Farrer in rural New South Wales.
To me, the deserts of the Middle East give me the connection to my country. And one of the reasons I love the outback so much is because it reminds me of where I grew up.
But her path to politics was far from conventional. She spent 17 years working full-time on a farm with her husband before developing a passion for public service after her first child was born.
I started university at age 30, which was really the beginning of a long journey of understanding about why I wanted to contribute to the economic future of rural Australia and how I might best do that, and politics became that pathway.
She says where she came from and the places she's been have all shaped who she is today.
35 years after I flew out of that coal boarding school from London and landed in the bright sunshine of Brisbane. 35 years to the month, I went back to London. And when I stepped out at Heathrow, I immediately thought, I'm home. So there was something about England that reminded me of home in a really nice way. But I also know that when I went back to Dubai, only very briefly, I also thought I was home. And I also know that the country I would miss the most if I was anywhere else would be Australia.
Ms Lee says Albury's long history with migrants is sometimes forgotten. The nearby suburb of Bonegilla in Victoria was the largest and longest operating migrant reception centre in the post-war era. She says small protests against the building of mosques in the area have been disappointing.
I would never presume to suggest what may or may not be Australian. That's not me, and I think that's because I'm a migrant to this country. It's not that I feel I'm a visitor, but I feel that the enormous privilege that I have of coming effectively from nowhere, with no patronage, no money, no profile, but able to enter the Australian Parliament, be part of one of the world's best democracies, I think that underscores a lot of what it means to be Australian, because this is a land of opportunity like absolutely no other. I don't want anyone's story in this country to mean that they aren't part of what it means to be Australian. And, it's all part of who we are.